Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 28th of April. I'm Paul White. Well, we are nearing the end of the month of April. My goal is on Monday, April the 30th, is to share with you the April essay edition of the DDP. That was my original goal. I'm going to try to keep that as a goal I put in my heart a couple days ago. I'm going to try to keep that so that there is an April edition before we jump into May. But today we're closing the fourth chapter of the book of Galatians, which means tomorrow, which will be birthday greeting day for my wife, and I'm going to talk about her and some of the things the Lord has done in us. That should be the day we start Galatians 5. My point is, in telling you all this, we're going to wrap up for today. I'm going to talk about some things the Lord has done in my wife and I and in our relationship on tomorrow, because that's her birthday. We may intro 5. Then on Monday the 30th, we're going to April essay edition. So by Tuesday, May 1st, we are up and running for sure. Fifth month of the year, fifth chapter of Galatians. Man, did we time that out just right. We started Galatians 1:1 on January 1, actually. Started previewing Galatians on January 1, and I'm having a blast. It was 6 chapters long. I don't doubt that it takes us 6 months of the year to get through this book, and I don't regret a second of it. What a fantastic journey that we have begun to experience together. All right. Galatians chapter 4, I want to go back and read. Yesterday we closed at 30, and 30 quotes Genesis 21, where Sarah says to Abraham, "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman will not be heir with the son of the free woman." I'm not trying to give a commentary on the book of Genesis here, but it's really tough to handle some of these passages without glancing back at the source material from, in this case, Genesis 21. That 12th chapter of Genesis where Abraham is introduced all the way up through about half the book of Genesis is the remarkable story of Abraham. I think we can at least trace human history literally to a man from Mesopotamia named Abram. I'm not insinuating that nothing the Bible says in front of Genesis 12 was real, but I think before Genesis 12, the Bible is full of stories and allegories that tell us the condition of man in his relationship to one another and to God. The Adam and Eves, the Cain and Abels, the Sodom and Gomorrahs, the Babel, the Noahs, the floods. Again, I'm not doubting historical validity. I just say that if you're reading the first 11 chapters of Genesis to try and set up some chronological calendar, I think you missed the point. By the time you get to the 12th chapter, you see an interesting change in the narrative. The 12th chapter doesn't seem interested in giving you principled stories. The 12th chapter seems interested in following a lineage, naming specific characters. And it's the place where we get name change, where people go from being one thing to being another thing. That's a phenomenon that doesn't start until we get to Abram. We don't see, "You are called this, but you shall be called this no longer. You call yourself this, but now you call yourself this." We don't see that until we get to Abram. And then it becomes a recurrent theme all the way to us today, where we select our name, and in some cases, we select our identity, and we certainly select the name of our children. And what we hope to be their identity. So I think when you get to Genesis 12, my point is when you get to Genesis 12, you're starting to see a real run of human history. You're starting to see we can literally trace human history at least back to there. And that makes those stories of vital importance in connecting people from past to present. So when Paul wants to talk about redemption, he doesn't get back to Adam all the time. He does do a little bit of that in Romans, but he does it as an allegory. As one man, such another man. As first Adam, such last Adam. But when he wants to get into connecting to the past, he starts at Abraham. So his stories, which now include Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac, are stories of real history for his Jewish people, but they're stories that have been misunderstood in Paul's opinion and now need reinterpreted in light of the finished work of Jesus Christ and the resurrection and the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost and the revelation of a new covenant. So Paul concludes this thought in verse 31. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So Paul has made a conclusion. Having traced our history from our personal blood father Abraham, we see through his story, through his Sarah and his Hagar and his Ishmael and his Isaac and the resultant chaos of having all of that. Who wants to have all of that in one big stew? He says, so then we have learned something from that mess, and that is we don't want to be Ishmael. We want to be Isaac. In fact, we don't want Ishmael to even exist, but in some respects, we can't get rid of him. He's here. So distance yourself from him. Get away from him. Push that away. I actually had to purge a big chunk of my library about 10 or 11 years ago when I really started to have a revelation of the finished work and of grace and the Father's love for me. I actually had to go back through. I got rid of some stuff that I paid a lot of money for and I spent a lot of time in, and I had to get rid of it because it wasn't healthy for me. It was far too many conversations with Ishmael and the works of my flesh. And I had to make some, I had to make some hard decisions. The truth is, it wasn't that hard. It would have been hard at first, but the longer they hung around and the more I realized what they were, what they represented, the more I wanted rid of them. And you may have to do that as well. You have to make some of those tough decisions. So Paul's conclusion, we conclude with him, is that we as children of God are children not of the bondwoman, but of the free. And so Paul says we are not of that which we get as a result of our works. We are that we get as a result of a promise. You have to make a decision. And there are going to be some tough decisions you're going to have to make in life. And in some cases, you are going to have to cast the bondwoman and her son out of your life, or you're going to have to leave them behind. And that is the story of Abraham leaving stuff behind, kicking stuff out. That doesn't change. We are children of promise, and we need to leave some stuff behind, and we might need to kick some stuff out. Or to use a more Jesus and the Gospels representation, we may have to get out of the boat. But you know what that means for you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.